So we're going to actually do one with several people. We did our budget one and two with the superintendent, but this month on March 22nd, we'll be introducing our instructional team to the world on Facebook, but really to our Kenai families and staff. They'll have 30 minutes to ask questions about what goes on with instructional practices and initiatives in the school district here, and what questions do people have.
Do they have an idea what might be waiting for them, what they prepared for?
There's several questions we get that are common questions, and so we know what those are that people will ask. And so we'll be with Mr. O'Brien. John O'Brien's our Assistant Superintendent of Instruction. We'll also have Tim Blasock, who's our Director of Federal Programs. And assessments. So we do have assessments coming up this spring. There might be some questions around that. We have Clayton Holland, who's our Director of Pupil Services. And I do know there's a lot of questions we've been getting about ACEs, Adverse Childhood Experiences. And the district really meets the need of every student that comes through our doors. And Mr. Holland is responsible for all of the special education, intensive needs, and that whole department. And we have Mr. Potist with us, and he was a principal for many years in the district, but he's now the director of elementary and secondary education. So anything that's related to personalized learning, which you've been hearing about, he'll answer those questions. And then we have Dr. Christine Ermold with us, and she's now the director of human resources, but she's also been a principal and in other director positions. So she can talk about professional development of teachers, how we prepare teachers. So we've got five really smart people ready to respond to questions that people have about the district.
And you're going to fit all that in a half an hour?
It's going to be a fast-paced half hour. I get to curate questions, and then any questions that are left, we'll see if this will end up being a follow-up one as well.
How do people participate? Innocent bystanders, how do they participate?
So actually, that's a great way to say it, an innocent bystander, because people have asked me, so if I do this Facebook Live thing, like, are you watching me? Do you see me? No, we don't. You tune in from your home computer, from your device in your hand, wherever you are. Go to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Facebook page. Anytime between 7 and 7:30, we'll be live. The way you ask a question is you simply type it in the comment, and then I'll be watching those and curating those and putting like-minded questions together to ask. So you pose a question there, and you can hear at the same time what's being responded to and see what other people are posting or responses that are coming up. So it's working in two levels at once, both visually and then in the comment feed.
These things seem to be happening at an increasing rate. They must be getting good reviews from folks.
I think one of the things that makes this really effective is we meet people where they are. And it's 30 minutes. It's not a big time commitment. People don't have to go out and drive. The roads are still a little icy. But the bottom line is we're trying to make it easy to meet people where they are. A lot of people are comfortable using Facebook. And actually, this is important, too. You don't have to have a Facebook account to watch. You can go onto your device and go to Facebook, to the district's page, and watch. You just won't be able to ask any questions via the comments. But anybody can watch. And then the other piece is that it turns it into a video. So then we've had thousands of people watch the videos after they've posted from the Facebook Live.